Our guest in the cafe this morning is our technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Jeremy is the technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. Jeremy sent me an article called The Top 6 Future Work Trends.
Yes.
Now, I count 10 here, so
there's all kinds of, they break them down.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about the digital future, but anyway, there's quite a few here, and whether we're going to get to all of them this time, I don't know. Now, one thing that's interesting, a lot of times when you read an article that's predicting what's going to happen in the future, it's off 20 years in the future, you know, what have you, who knows, who's going to remember. This is talking about 2027.
Yeah, as I say, it's within 10 years, you know. So
8 years from now. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he picked 2027, but it's not obviously not too far away. The first thing that's mentioned here is worker digital dexterity will be critical. And I take it dexterity means just the general ability of the individual worker to handle all the digital.
Yeah, basically being that keeping him, I would say, being multitasked oriented and being able to handle, like you said, focusing not just on what the social media aspect of it is, but then what is it that he or she is working on developing and those types of things. Again, building that social presence, knowing what's driving those factors as well.
He says the pace of technology adoption accelerates. No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Then he mentions a couple of things, and I will reveal my ignorance here. So one thing he mentions is the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. I have heard of that, but...
Right. So it's interconnectivity, you know, basically making sure that you have at your fingertips what is going to be controlled and also developed. So anything that can be programmed, anything that then develops, any automation, that type of thing is going to be driven with Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. And all your analytics driven behind that, big data, everything's going to be interconnected.
Mm-hmm. So he says AI, artificial intelligence, will prevail. It will affect how work is assigned, completed, and evaluated. Now, here's a line. I love this one. Robo bosses on the rise. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, that's...
Robo bosses.
Then you start wondering, well, who am I working for?
Oh,
you know,
man.
And I guess what I think is happening there is we just kind of talked about the automation of things. Yeah. And what's going to be streamlined, what's going to be efficient, what's going to be able to look at the productivity of what you are doing. Mm-hmm. And does that have to be a person, or can that be basically... can that be measured by... your analytics by a robot?
He says more automated management duties will be coming, and more online worker activities. Yeah. Not too surprising.
Developing those algorithms to see what the productivity is that's coming out of your workforce. Yeah. And so
we're talking with Jeremy Gomez, our technology commentator. The next thing, the gig economy will thrive. Freelance work.
Absolutely. So this is a concept where, again, these companies, they're going to build out in piece by piece their type of service. And so if they need something that's going to be developed, they'll go out and reach out to those developers or to those people that have a skill set that is maybe some type of language that they need to actually code in. And they'll just contract them out. And then as soon as they're done with their piece, they move on to the next company that's going to need the exact same thing. So all these software as a service companies, they're seeing that as being something that they are developing their architecture in ways of saying, at this phase in time of where we're at implementing new services for certain clients, we'll bring in the right resources and then move on.
He says we're moving away from traditional structures to a more fluid arrangement.
Mm-hmm. And it's agile project management as well. When you see it, you know, what are our immediate needs? And then moving forward from there, again, prioritizing the resources. So
I'm going to skip around a little bit here. There's something called WeWorking. It says WeWorking will take out middle management. So all you middle managers out there, you should be shaking in your boots somewhat. WeWorking has something to do with putting together small and flexible teams. And it's somewhat related, I think, to what you were just talking about a moment ago.
Yep, absolutely. And bringing, again, that streamlined efficiency. And then also just bringing in the collaboration aspect of it, and also incorporating the technology into it. So your spaces themselves are going to be smarter, and you're going to be working in the spaces that are going to be driving the technology is driving you not driving the technology aspect of it. So
constant upskilling, in other words, upgrading your technology skills, will outweigh tenure and experience.
If you can be adaptive to whatever's coming down the pipe, then, you know, that's going to be a positive for you for sure.
Extreme work choices will blur boundaries of businesses and buddies. But what he's talking about mainly here is that, again, this the new world order, sort of that we'll be working with people just as much in China or Saudi Arabia as we might be with somebody in Dallas.
Absolutely. And again, it's on that same project. And if you get on that right, we'll use the gig, you know, who knows who you'll be working with. And then, again, those are always just going to be fluid partnerships. So.
One thing, and he's predicting that we're almost out of time, we will work for purpose and passion, not just money. So that sounds a little utopian to me, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, thinking about how people can actually just work and enjoy it, and they find their right niche, you know, and then they go after it and live, eat, and breathe it. Yeah.
So. Some people will. Some people won't.
Yeah, okay. They'll get burned out quickly. No,
There's some other things in here we'll perhaps talk about another time. Yeah. Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Jeremy Gomez, our technology commentator. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.